Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
School administrators at Carmel High School in Indiana have censored and removed a previously approved poster from a student organization that was a pro-life poster regarding adoption. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. This is a situation where it's clear discrimination on the basis of viewpoint. Here you have the Carmel Teens for Life. They are part of the Carmel High School student organization in Indiana. They're now represented by Liberty Counsel. These students spent over 25 hours painting a poster display, which included 300 individual tiny hearts, each representing 10 lives to symbolize the written statement, 3,000 lives are ended each day. Now, this poster was approved. It had the stamp of the school. It was displayed. One student objected. The school officials, instead of contacting the student organization and asking them to remove it, which they shouldn't have done, but at least they should have given them the courtesy of having their poster back, they destroyed it, threw it away. After 25 hours of investment of labor, all of this work, the poster's gone, and now they want them to sign some agreement. We'll talk about this. We are now representing these organizations and these students.
And you know, Matt, you can go on our website to our press release and see a picture of the poster. I mean, you can see all the work they put into it and all the tiny hearts and this pro-life student club, very much in favor of adoption, but also preventing abortion. And so they spent so many hours doing this poster, and the administration just came by and said, sorry, we don't approve it anymore, and threw it away.
Well, and the statements of the principal and the assistant principal here are just jaw-dropping.
Talk about unconstitutional.
They said that signs are not permitted to, quote, interfere with what folks are thinking or feeling comfortable with.
Yeah, but they allow pro-LGBT and pro-young Democrats to have their posters up.
Yeah, no clear problem with them.
This is viewpoint discrimination textbook under the definition viewpoint discrimination in the dictionary is that statement. I mean, it's mind-boggling.
And then demanding that the club members have to sign this quote-unquote agreement that they won't use the word abortion in any official communications, Facebook.
Verbal or written,
exactly.
Including post- Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook.
What do they have to do with Facebook?
No, and they wouldn't allow their parents to be involved. I mean, they had to sign it on demand,
and
right?
They also had to agree that they would not contact outside legal help.
Uh-oh.
These students said... this is unbelievable.
Yeah.
These students refused to do it, and they said that they would immediately resign if they had to do this.
Forced to resign, yeah.
Yeah, the club members were threatened that if they did not sign the agreement immediately, the club sponsors would be forced to resign. The school said, sign it or resign, and they were going to effectively disband the club and exclude it from official recognition.
Talk about unconstitutional, absurd. I mean, they originally approved it. You see, if you look at the picture, there's all the stamps of approval. You know, they went through the proper chain of command to get their poster approved, but all of a sudden, one student who was pro-abortion, you know, said it was offensive, and then the assistant principal and a principal came and tore it down.
Yeah, and they said, well, they claimed that the multi-part poster impermissibly expressed an ideology. Well, the LGBT and Young Democrats don't express an ideology, and they said it was not approved for display. That's false, because if you look at the poster, it actually has the stamp of approval, because what happens is these student organizations, they put posters up on a location where they're allowed to put the student posters. They have to present it to the school. Someone stamped it there, approving it. It's up there on the board. Some student says, I don't like it. It makes me feel uncomfortable. And consequently, the school rips it down, throws it away, and then goes to the club and starts to harass them. You better not ever do this again. You can't use the word abortion. You've got to sign this agreement right now. You can't use abortion in any communication, including on your own Facebook. I mean, this is outrageous.
Yeah, and this
crazy. There are damages here, too, because they tore down the poster, threw it away.
Right.
There were 25 hours worth of work. How do we hold this school board accountable for this?
Well, how we hold them accountable is we will file suit. We have given them a demand with a short lease, and they need to respond immediately to change their position. Otherwise, we will file suit. This is an open and shut case. You know, this picture, looking at it right here, Holly, it's multicolored. It's got 3,000 lives are ended each day.
Yeah.
And at the bottom, it has abortion, the word abortion, but it's got lots of lives, or lots of hearts, multicolored hearts, 300 hearts.
Right, but then they crossed through and made it adoption.
Yeah, they made it adoption. What they did was they have abortion, and they do a diagonal line through the B and through the R, and they replace it above with a D and a P. So abortion becomes
right
adoption.
So as if they're crossing out abortion, but promoting adoption.
Promoting adoption, that's right.
Very clever. You know, I would hope that these students would get busy. It took them 25 hours to put this one together. They should start replicating it. This time make it twice as big, maybe spend 50 hours so that when the school board here it wipes the egg off their face and allows this to go back up, which they are going to have to do or face, you know, I mean, this is a gross violation of the First Amendment, that you know, they should put up one twice as big now.
Well, and you have at the bottom of the poster, you have some writing from the school that has the official approval on it.
Right.
So, you know, for them to say it wasn't approved is lying. We see this all the time, Matt, when we file suit against these school officials, because they want to just bully these students around. Some of them want to have an anti-life, anti-Christian viewpoint. Some of them because of hostility, some of them because of ignorance. It doesn't really matter whether they're hostile or ignorant about the law. The result's the same. But when they do this, and then they get caught with their hand in the cookie jar, and we expose it, then they ultimately, you know, try to run for cover. It's kind of like the cockroaches when you turn on the light. They
right.
want to run for cover.
Right.
And that's what these school officials want to do, no doubt.
But you know, Matt, this is really unbelievable, because Carmel is really known to be a conservative area. For the school administrators to do this is really, you know, kind of out of context.
Well, you know, it's like the schools oftentimes, and I'm so glad that Betsy DeVos will be the one who heads up the Department of Education, because she's going to promote school choice. Some of these schools, no matter whether they're in liberal or non-liberal communities, the academic teachers are oftentimes the ones that are creating these policies, and they're going counter or against the grain to the community. Obviously, that's what you have here.
We need to understand here as well, and I hope the listeners will understand, that for every one of these that people notify Liberty Council about, this one right here, for instance, this just represents a microcosm of the problem we're seeing in public education and throughout municipalities and across the country, with a hostility toward life, toward the freedom of religious expression, toward Christianity in particular, toward the pro-family, pro-marriage position. And this just represents a microcosm. For every one of these that Liberty Council is notified about, how many go even unchallenged? How many times has this happened across the country that people don't even hear about? It's many, many, many times.
And for them to try to, you know, oust the parents from this, I mean, you know, parents are ultimately responsible for their children, not the school. So to say they can't even be involved in this is really extreme.
Well, everything that the school did in this case
is extreme. Really extreme.
I mean, it's just shocking that they would even think they have the authority to do this. Mm-hmm. Your parents can't be involved. You have to sign something. You're not going to contact outside legal help. You have to say that you're never going to use the word abortion on your Facebook page.
That sounds like a threat to me.
I mean, that is unbelievable. But, you know, you don't have to make up news. You don't have to create fake news, because unfortunately the reality is more shocking than what you could even imagine. And that's what you have here, is a school that's out of control. I can guarantee you we will rein the school back in one way or another. So keep us in your prayers in this case and in many others. because of your prayers and support for Liberty Counsel, we're able to stand with these students. Otherwise, they wouldn't be able to go out and hire their own attorneys. And thank you for standing with us. Your financial support goes directly to program for Liberty Counsel. And you can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, for more information. Sign up for our emails at the bottom, our newsletters at the bottom of the webpage as well. You can go to our online stores. We've got lots of information that's available there. We have the Patriots Handbook series, one of which includes religious freedom for students on public school campuses, and much more. Get educated, get involved, and stand with Liberty Counsel. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.